Thursday, November 4th. Staff meeting this morning, we got into discussion on the foreign aid strategy in the Congress. The stickler now is the Cooper Church Amendment, and McGregor feels we've got to find a way to include it in a committee bill with the understanding that we're opposed to it and that we will defeat it on the floor or in conference. We raised the question of what the president ought to do to try and further this at this point, since the press has been pushing for presidential involvement. And it was concluded that there was nothing he could or should do to get involved at this time. The president was anxious to get some congressional attacks going on public broadcasting because of a report in the news summary today that Ogronsky had kicked us again. Also, he wants to get an organized program going to hit Arthur Burns pretty hard on the money supply because he's still not coming through on it. The main event of the day was Mrs. Gandhi's visit. The president was particularly pleased with his welcoming speech and hoped that we'd get some people to pick it up, make the point of his ability to do these without any notes, with great simplicity, eloquence, and brevity. He wanted to see if we could get a column on it. He had a good line making the point that our two nations are not bound by a treaty because we have a special relationship that doesn't require a treaty. He made the point that we need to get the whole story of his toast and arrival statements out at some point. Regarding Finch's trip, he wanted to try to get Bob to call it a goodwill trip, which is what it is, rather than trying to make a point of substantive accomplishment out of it. He got into the guest list for state dinners, etc., complaining that there are too many staff and military and departmental people there, not enough people that make a difference to us politically. He decided to take a few staff people along to Florida to give them a weekend off. Overall, he's in kind of a strange mood, I think mainly because he's sort of in between things here, waiting for the next shoe to drop. Also, he's very much concerned about Henry's attitude and mood, and as a result of that, asked Henry to go to Florida with him. He's also got Mitchell coming down for a political meeting on Monday. His whole approach is one of sort of bouncing around at loose ends at the moment. And I think that'll probably shift as we start cranking into gear on the trips. He's pretty much set now on doing the whole series of trips this November and December before the big trips next year. End of November 4th.